Well, this morning we want to talk a little bit about our Branson trip coming up in June, June 14th through the 17th. We're going to have an awful lot of fun when we go to Branson this year, as we do each and every year. We hope you get a chance to get on the bus with us. One of the things you're going to enjoy, we have six shows planned for you during our trip this year. One of them we're really excited about. On Wednesday, June 15th, we're going to enjoy the Rick Thomas Illusionist Show at the Andy Williams Theater. And with us here this morning is Rick Thomas. Rick, good morning.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be with you today.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's got to be a joy to be able to perform at such a beautiful complex, the Moon River Theater.
It is. I have been very privileged to perform throughout the entire world. I had my show in Vegas for 15 straight years. And then, in fact, I just finished performing at the Sydney Opera House in Australia. And these theaters, Andy Williams, in comparison, is exquisite. I mean, I was asked after performing so long in Las Vegas to actually move my entire production to Branson. We'd lost Andy a few years ago, and they asked if I would headline the theater, not just for 1 year, but for many years to come. So I am thrilled to actually be standing on the stage that Andy built and right where he stood. It is an honor.
You betcha. Well, of course, a lot of folks around here are very familiar with Andy Williams from way back in the day. He grew up just a little north of here in Iowa, so a lot of folks paid a lot of attention to his career and are blessed to be able to go down there each and every year to the Andy Williams Moon River Theater. We had a chance, my wife and I saw your part of the show, of the Andy Williams Christmas show with the Lennon Sisters and the Osmonds during Thanksgiving week last year, and we were really impressed with your interaction with the crowd and the fun that you seemed to have with the show. Is that an important part of it for you?
It's huge. Actually, there was another theater on our tour who asked, what's the difference between your show and another magic illusionist? And I said, the presence, the style, the way that I perform the show. The magic is great. The illusions are the best in the world, but it's all about truly enjoying each other those 2 hours we were together in that room. And I have spent a lifetime trying to understand my audiences and make sure they thoroughly understand and know who Rick Thomas is by the time the show ends. And we just have a blast.
You know, if you don't really have that connection with the audience, then every show just is like every other show. That's what makes them unique.
Yeah, that's actually what makes you. In fact, when I was growing up, the entertainers that I would look at in entertainment were those that maybe had the same talent as others, but exceeded, like Fred Astaire and Gene Kelly and Liberace, people that had great talent in what they did, but their presence, there was something about them that made them special. And I hope that that's how the audience feels when they watch my show. In fact, I know that at the Christmas show, you saw one of my most amazing illusions called Air a Dodge, where both my beautiful partner Tara and I dance in the air.
It was pretty impressive. You know, you walk out, if you go to an illusionist show, you should walk out scratching your head. You want to be smiling, but you should be scratching your head, still trying to figure out how in the world did they do that?
I had a woman come to the show recently, and she said, we just saw Peter Pan on Broadway, and she goes, why can't they do what I just saw you do? And I said, because I'm Rick Thomas. I said, I know just a little bit more. And when we fly in the air, we really fly.
Rick, I have to ask you, you know, when we're in elementary school, we get teachers who will ask us to draw a picture or write an essay about what we want to be when we grow up. And you get a lot of ball players and firemen and policemen and things like that, ballerina dancers. Did Rick Thomas write down, I want to be a guy who makes people scratch their heads?
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to be a magician from the age of 7 forward, as far as I can remember. It's all I ever wanted to do. I became the magician for the Disneyland Hotel when I was 17. I was the youngest solo performer Disney ever had perform at their hotel, and it was my show. I was thoroughly enthralled with it. In fact, living close to Disneyland, all I ever wanted to do was know how things were actually done. The rides were great, the themes were beautiful, but I always wanted to know the mechanics. I always wanted to know how they did it. And for that reason, it was just something that is very obsessive in my life. I needed to find out. And once I did, I decided to make it my career. And I can tell you honestly, it is so strange when people ask me what I do for a living, and I say a magician, and they say, oh, what instrument do you play? And they don't tie it into a magician. They think I say musician because it is such a unique profession. How can anybody ever imagine their whole life never growing up and just enjoying the things that all of us just dreamed we could do. And it's great.
Well, you know, if you want to be a lawyer, you go to law school. You want to be an engineer, you go to an engineering school. How do you become a magician or an illusionist? Where do you go?
You know what? There is no one answer. When I was growing up, we didn't have the internet. There are those now that can type up some things and possibly find out magic, but it was reading books. It was watching other performers. It was self-education. I'd sit at my home often and just practice by myself, no one teaching me, no one sharing any information with me. And I remember when I started getting really big in the business that there were a couple great illusion builders in the world, and they wouldn't take me on because I just was not part of the inner circle. And finally, once I had grown to a certain point, I was blessed to actually have these people create great illusions for me. I have something very special to tell you. This season, I have been working for a year and a half on a new effect. And the best way I can put it is this. Every show, one person will be chosen from the audience. They will be brought up on stage. I will place them in a helicopter, and both that person and the helicopter will vanish.
You know, everything in the profession now has to be so grand. People's expectations when they go to a show like yours are so big. Is it tough to keep up like that?
You know, it's a hard question. Sometimes it's the big things that don't impress people. I don't think you saw it, but there is an illusion that I do that's 2,000 years old, and it's the Chinese linking rings. Mm-hmm. And I still do it in my show because my mother has asked me to never remove it from my show. And as people walk out of the theater, the words out of their mouth are, your show was great, but don't ever take the rings out of your show. So the big things may be the things that are intriguing to get people to the show, but the presentation and those that are elegant and well-placed in the show are those things that they remember. In fact, I think you remember the watch effect, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where we smash somebody's watch on stage, which is quite entertaining. It's not grand, it's not massive, but you came out remembering that more than anything.
And we relate to it.
Yes.
That's thing,
true.
Too.
That's true. You know, if I used to have, I had tigers in my show when I was in Las Vegas, and I've placed them in a reserve since then, so they are actually literally enjoying their lives running as free as they possibly can here in the U.S., and I'm thrilled with my efforts with the endangered species. When people don't have something like that in their lives, like a tiger in their backyard, it's overwhelming for them. If I do something with an object that somebody is very well versed in or they understand, they can wrap their head around it. So as an illusionist, sometimes we can go too far and not entertain because the audience just, they're like, what? So we have to work really hard to make sure that everybody stays in the same storyline.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun to be in the profession because there are no boundaries. You know, what you want to do next is only whatever you can imagine.
Yeah, it might just be a card trick. after working on the helicopter, I need a break.
Very good.
So here you go. Pick a card.
Yeah. Well, hey, whatever keeps the audience, right?
Yeah.
Well, you've had a chance, as you mentioned, to do quite a bit of traveling, and your career has taken you a lot of places. I'm sure you've gotten a chance to entertain with a lot of very interesting people.
Well, you know, I performed, I say Vegas first because I was there for 15 years. I had the chance to perform at the Stardust, and that's where Elvis played, the Rat Pack. I can't believe the theaters across the world where I can say that I've stood and other great performers have stood before me. I think more so rather than performing with other individuals, but actually standing on the stages across the world, knowing the amazing people that have graced those stages before me. I never thought in my life that that would happen. And here it is, I'm standing on Andy's stage.
Well, you just never know. One of the folks who come with us on our bus trip may very well be standing next to you on stage.
They will indeed.
We'll see. And they might just disappear on that stage. We'll see. Very good.
Quite possibly. But we will give their spouse an opportunity to leave things as is or bring them back. So we'll see how how it goes.
That's awfully kind of you.
Very good. No problem. I'll do whatever the audience wants.
You bet. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. I had a chance to experience part of that show. It was a small bit of the show. It wasn't the whole show. It was part of a larger production. But this will be Rick's full show. It should be a lot of fun. We know you'll be mystified and come out shaking your head wondering how in the world he did that. And we really look forward to it. Rick, thanks so much for your time here today, and we look forward to the show.
It is my pleasure. Safe travels. Look forward to seeing you.